This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is en route to Australia after concluding his three-day successful visit to Indonesia. During his three-day visit to Australia, Mr. Modi will participate in the third India-Australia annual summit with his counterpart Anthony Albanese in Melbourne. Discussion between the two leaders will cover cooperation in areas including critical minerals, the cybersecurity domain, supply chain resilience, emerging technologies and others. Prime Minister Modi will also participate in the India-Australia CEOs Forum, where he will address a gathering of top business leaders from both countries. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi visited the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Prambanan Temple in Yogyakarta, along with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. The two leaders toured the 9th century temple complex, with Prime Minister Modi offering prayers at the main Shiv temple. In a joint press statement at the temple premises, President Prabowo thanked India for its support towards the conservation and restoration of the temple complex. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi described the visit as a deeply spiritual and memorable experience.
योग्यकार्ता के इस भव्य मंदिर कॉम्प्लेक्स अब जब हम पुनर्निर्माण का काम करने जा रहे हैं और ये यूनेस्को का वर्ल्ड हेरिटेज है, दुनिया के दूर दूर क्षेत्रों में कहीं पर भी जाएं, हमें कहीं न कहीं भारत की सांस्कृतिक विरासत के दर्शन होते हैं। ये पूरे साउथ ईस्ट एशिया का दूसरा सबसे बड़ा हमारी विरासत की पहचान है।
India and Russia today reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen counter-terrorism cooperation at multilateral fora, including at the UN, BRICS, EAG and SCO. Ministry of External Affairs said that the 14th meeting of India-Russia Joint Working Group on Counter-Terrorism was held in New Delhi. Both sides condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestation, including cross-border terrorism, and called for concerted action against terrorists and terrorist groups and their proxies and also affiliates. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on Crown Prince Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Sabah of Kuwait. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated the Crown Prince's commitment to take forward the bilateral cooperation of India and Kuwait. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that several parts of the country have received good rainfall in the recent days, reducing the number of rainfall deficient districts from 262 to 178. The minister said this while chairing a high-level review meeting in New Delhi over the possible impact of El Nino. Mr. Chauhan expressed confidence that rainfall will gain further momentum during July, leading to an acceleration in Kharif sowing. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to the chief ministers of several states affected by heavy rainfall, flood-like situation and landslides, and assured them of all possible assistance from the centre. Mr. Shah spoke to Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Keralam Chief Minister V.D. Satishan. Meanwhile, the IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall and thunderstorms over central and eastern parts of the country. A building collapsed in the Sector 16 of Rohini in Delhi this evening. According to the Delhi Fire Service, 4 to 5 people are feared trapped under the debris and rescue operations are underway at the site. US President Donald Trump has said the memorandum of understanding signed with Iran to end the conflict is over, adding that he did not want to engage with Tehran. Trump's statement came during the press conference at the NATO summit in the Turkish capital Ankara as the US and Iran traded strikes after 3 tankers were hit by projectiles in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has not directly claimed responsibility. The 8th Khelo India Youth Games 2026 will be hosted by Telangana. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia made the announcement today. France will face Morocco in the first quarter-final match late night tomorrow Indian time. Norway, England, Spain, Belgium, Argentina and Switzerland have also booked their places in the last 8. And that is the end of this news bulletin.